Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but cover every listening ear on this broadcast today. And yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know what time it is. Y'all know we start this broadcast off with prayer. Amen. So I'm trusting you're in your set place. You already got your prayer list. For those that have prayer lists, or you have already get there where you can touch and agree with us. Amen. Amen. There can never be too much prayer warriors in this season. Amen. So come on, let's prepare our hearts, prepare our minds as we get into our set place and go before the throne on others' behalf. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. There is no other God but you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise, Lord. Father God, knowing that there is no other God but you, for you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see all prayer lists is raised before you this day, Lord, Father, hands being laid on them this day, O God. Father, you know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, O God. Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered, answering, and about to answer. For Father, we take you not for granted, Lord Father. We thank you for being just. We thank you for being merciful, loving, and a forgiving God. We thank you, O God, for being a God of many chances. Now, Heavenly Father, before I pray, Lord Father, for the people on the list, Lord, Father, I hold before you this day every prayer warrior, intercessor, watchman, leader that is warring and interceding, Lord, Father, in your people's behalf, Lord. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, I thank you for the hedge of protection round about them this day, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for your supernatural strength. I thank you for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them, oh, God. Father, I thank you and glorifying you for seeing about their needs, Lord, Father. Father, as they war and intercede on your people's behalf this day. Now, Heavenly Father, as I touch and agree with all prayer lists raised before you this day, I'm thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Joycelyn this day, O God. Father, as she's about to do surgery today, O God, we ask you, O God, to be, Lord Father, that surgeon, every attendant inside that surgery room today, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering her, Lord. Father, we thank you for bringing her through, Lord, Father, the surgery, Father, for we're praising you in advance, Lord, Father. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for just sending forth her angels, Lord, Father, to stand watch round about her this day, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Joyce, Lord. And Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, for her healing this day, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, as she, Lord Father, recovers from her surgery as well right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Noricia, Lord Father, and thanking you this day, Lord Father. Father, for touching her as well and bringing her through her surgery this day, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, as the healing begins right now in their bodies right now. For you say, by your stripes that we are healed. And Father, we're standing on your word today for that healing, Lord, Father, coming forth this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Denise, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We're thanking you in advance also, Lord Father, for her healing as well, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you be, Lord Father, that attendant, that physician, that nurse right now, Lord Father. Father, that is attending to her this day, oh God. See the blood covering in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lisa, Lord. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, knowing no weapons that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for working it out for her in this season. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Carl Boland, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And we say no weapons that is formed against him shall prosper, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now in advance, Lord Father, for his recovery, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for your supernatural strength, Lord Father, resting, ruling, and abiding in him and through him this day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jordan, Lord. And Father, you know what he's in need of this day, oh God. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for interceding on his behalf, oh God. He needs you this day, Lord. He needs you to intervene on this situation like never before, Lord, Father. And Father, we are thanking you and glorifying you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, rise him up right now, Lord, Father, that he will be a testimony this day, Lord, Father, unto his generation, Lord, Father, guiding them, Lord, Father, with your help, Lord, Father, to your kingdom this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jessica, Lord, Father, and Father, we ask you this day as we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we're thanking you right now, oh God, for your healing virtue flowing through and through her, Lord, Father. Father, for you said healing is the children's bread, Lord. Father, we continue to bring your word back to you this day, Lord, Father. And we thanking you, Lord, Father, not our will, Lord, Father, but your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you just hearing and answering prayers this day, Lord. For Father, we take it not for granted, Lord. Father, we take you not for granted. Father, we thank you, oh God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, oh God, being able to do not just for ourselves, but for others as well, Lord, Father. Father, I ask you this day to look upon our listeners this day, oh God, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, Lord. Father God, you know what they're in need of, Lord. And Father, we pray daily, Lord, Father. Father, as the word come forth, Lord, Father, that they get something from the word, Lord, Father. Father, that can strengthen them, Lord, Father, encourage them, Lord, Father. And Father, for those that don't know you, Lord, Father, as their personal Lord and Savior this day, oh God, I ask you, Lord, Father, to touch them, Lord, Father. Father, as they give their life to you, turning, Lord, Father, and repenting, Lord, Father, of their sins, oh God. Father, we thank you how merciful, loving, and forgiving that you are this day, Lord, Father. Knowing, oh God, that they have made the right decision to begin to walk upright in you, Lord. Father, I ask you this day right now, for your strength, Lord Father. Strengthen them when they become weak. Encourage them this day, Lord Father. Father, when they are weakened in faith this day, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for that person that you place within their path, Lord Father, to encourage them, to uplift them, Lord Father, to guide them this day, Lord Father, that they feel that they are not alone in this walk, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for the testimonies, Lord Father, that will come forth, Lord Father, that would help someone, Lord Father, in that position, Lord Father. Know, Lord, that you are God and you are no other like no other, Lord. And Father, we're thanking you and just glorifying you for just showing up and showing out this day, Lord Father. We thank you for seeing the blood covering them this day, O Lord. Father, whatever state, Lord Father God, that they may be in this time, Lord Father, we thank you, O God, for just being there with them, for you say you will never leave us nor forsake us, O God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for supplying all their needs, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for being that burden bearer, that way maker, that provider, that everything that they need from you in this time, O God. Father, we thank you for the light, Lord Father. Father, let it continue to illuminate brighter and brighter and brighter, Lord Father, that others, O God, may see, Lord, Father God, who you are, Lord Father. And as they see the light, Lord Father, illuminating from us this day, Lord Father, that they may ask, Lord Father God, about that light this day, Lord. So, Father, we ask you this day to continue to root up, pluck up every unclean thing that you find within us in this day, Lord, and wash us this day, O God, with your blood and renew the right spirit within us this day, Lord. Father, show up and show out today. Father, I thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst this day, Lord, Father. I thank you this day, Lord Father, for all those, Lord Father, that will come into your kingdom this day, Lord Father, as you begin to do the work in them, Lord Father. Father, let us today, O God, be a light in someone's darkness this day, Lord Father, and find it not robbery, Lord Father, to do your will, Lord. Father, it's not all the time what you can do, Lord Father, for us, Lord Father, but we ask you this day to use us this day, Lord. Use us this day to encourage someone, Lord Father. Father, to show forth love, Lord Father, to give them our time this day and find it not robbery to do for others. Oh God, baptize us this day, oh God, with your agape love, Lord Father. Father, we just ask you this day to just show up and show out. For you are God, and there is no other like you. And Father, we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast today. And we render that assignment null and void, for the blood covers the broadcast this day. It covers the airways this day. The blood covers every listener this day in the name of Jesus. And Father, we said so. Father, we pray. Father, we're touching and we're agreeing this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this broadcast. I thank you for the listeners on this broadcast, the speakers that come forth on this broadcast, because this broadcast is not our broadcast, but it's God's broadcast. So whatever he sees fit, however he sees fit to move, we allow the moving of the Holy Spirit to operate within the airways this day. So I'm trusting today that you got your prayer on. I'm trusting today that you had touched and agreed with us. and that you have begun your prayer list. You have begun to pray for people, not just your family, not just yourself, but praying for others as well. Praying for not just your leader alone, but praying for those leaders that are still standing on the word of God, preaching, teaching God's word to his people this day. You're upholding them prayer, asking God to cover them under the blood, asking God to keep the hedge of protection round about them, because you know what? They war and intercede on our behalf, and we can war and intercede on their behalf as well. Remember, we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, so we are to pray one for another and not be selfish. When you receive a word, and the word is so good, and you know someone else needs to hear that word, share the word with someone. Share it with someone today. God places people in our path that is going through the same thing that he has delivered us from, that we can share our testimonies with them. And as we share our testimony with them, it encourages them to go on. It encourages them to know that the God that you serve did not leave you nor forsake you. He is continually bringing you through whatever storm that you are going through, about to go through, you know, even while you're in it. He is there with you because he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. If you believe and standing on those principles of God and striving to be like Jesus today, do not be afraid to stand on God's word. Do not be afraid to share God's word. I know many of you saying, I don't know the word. Well, you know what? If you want that change in your life, for those of you that have not accepted Christ in your life today, and it's not that you don't know about him, but you feel that, you know, you have time that you can, you know, you can accept him in your life at a later time. Listen, none of us know the day, the time, the hour, the second that God is going to call our name. None of us know. Just like none of us know when he is going to break that sky and come back. None of us know. So just picture this, that you say, well, I get tomorrow, or I got 6 months from now that I'm going to wait to accept Christ in my life. Remember, no day, no time, no week, no month, no year, no second is promised to us. Ask yourself the question, how much of y'all wake up this morning and didn't even say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning clothed in my right mind? How many? But you know what? It's not too late. It is not too late. As long as you have breath in your body, you can thank him. You can give him a praise today. You can have a conversation with him today, because that's what prayer is, a conversation between you and God. And when we come together in unity and begin to pray, can you imagine hearing all those conversations going before God as we touch and agree, as we war and intercede on others' behalf? We are speaking to him, and Jesus is right there making intercession for us as we intercede on others' behalf. The prayer list will continue to grow because there is so many things that you can pray for, so many people that you can pray for. Look at what's going on over there in Ukraine. You know, look at what's going on even here in America. Look at what's going on in your state, in your neighborhood. We are to become prayer warriors, praying and interceding today. Take nothing and no one for granted. Don't take the day that you're in for granted. Thank God, even in your going down to sleep, thank him for bringing you through that day. Thank you for bringing your loved ones through the day. And ask God continually for forgiveness. And don't say, I don't do anything that I don't need forgiven for. Really? Your thought, that thought that came across your mind that was not a pleasant thought about somebody, the way you handle someone, ask God for forgiveness for your sin knowingly and unknowingly this day. I thank God for you all. I thank God for each and every person that entrusts me to pray for them and with them. I do not take that for granted. I do not take that lightly. I thank God for just using not just me, but you all as well. You know why? Because you all are touching and agreeing, and you all are praying also. Remember, we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. So God may have laid upon your heart this day that to bring forth a message to share, not just with yourself, not just with your family, but share to his people. There is many platforms that people are using to bring forth God's word. Don't be afraid or ashamed to bring forth that word. People may ridicule you for the way you bring forth the word. They will find everything to kind of discourage you. But remember, it's not them. It's the enemy that's operating in them. You know that is not God operating within them this day. So be encouraged. If God calls you to preach and teach his word, stand on it. And go forth. It doesn't matter what man say. Go forth in what God told you to do. Man don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. God does. Be about his business today. The time is at hand right now where you will be forced either to renounce God and accept their God. And if you don't do it, woe be unto you. Know who you are in Christ today. Know who you are in Christ today. Know who you are serving today. Know who you belongs to today. We are in serious times. Look around you. everything is being censored. Look on your job today. Look at the changes that is going on in your job. It's time for you to take the scales off those eyes and open your eyes and see what is going on today. We serve an awesome God. Doesn't matter what you're going through, God got you. Do you believe, do you trust that he got you today? Yes, you become wary and ready to throw in the towel, ready to give up and say, I'm done, God. But you know, you can say it because that's what you are feeling at the time. But as long as you don't throw in that towel and give up, God is still there. He will give you that supernatural strength. He places people in your path to encourage you. And if no one is there, encourage yourself. Say, you know what? God is the one that tell me to go this way. And I'm going to go this way. And I'm going to continue to trust in God. Now it's time for you to stand up and know that God got you. He got this. He got you and every situation that you're going through. You may be going through a testing time. You may be going through, you know, that time to take you to another level in him. We don't know what God is taking you through. But trust in God today. Trust in him today. Put your trust in him today. When you're praying for your loved ones, when you're praying for them, you find it not robbery to pray for them, do you? Because you want God to heal them. You want God to move on them. You want God to show up and show out in their lives. And we don't know God's will. All we can do is just pray for his will to be done. And I just say I thank God for every test, every trial that he have taken me through. I thank him for never leaving me nor forsaking me. I thank God that when I was ready to give up, the people that he placed in my path to push me along, to encourage me, to pray for me. So you never know who is praying for you. People that you haven't spoken to in I don't even know how long, and they call and give you an encouraging word today. They call and they encourage you today. They build up that spirit man where that spirit man was so, I mean, it was getting depleted. You know, when you look at the your phone and you see the battery level on your phone, how much percent that you have, sometimes, you know, it's that battery, I mean, the phone will give you a warning and tell you low battery, battery low. And sometimes we get that way in our spirit. You know, you feel like, you know, you're giving, and nothing is being poured back in. And that's because we don't even take the time to, you know, refresh and refill with God. Sit back, step away, and do so that we begin to, you know, our battery begin to run low. And let me, you know, last night during Bible study, It was talk about perseverance. Are you going to persevere in your faith with God today, or are you going to give up? Because the things that are happening today, the things will shortly be here. Will you be strong enough to still stand on God's word, or will you fall to what is going on? And this is real talk. We need today to get in Christ like never before. We need to pray one for another. Yes, we need to. Not just for yourself, but those around you. Those that are not in Christ, because we all know we have plenty of unsaved loved ones that comes around, you know, when you have, when you're getting married, those that you invite, you have when you attend funeral, because that's when you really see a whole bunch of them that you don't know. Okay? Pray even while you're sitting there in the service that they get saved, that they accept Christ into their life, that you don't want to see them go to a Christless grave. And yes, you can pray for them, that they accept Christ in their life, that they change their life around. People, time is winding up. It's not no time to be playing around. It's time for us to begin praying. So much stuff is happening to us, and we are playing with the enemy. That's what we're doing. He ain't playing with us. He is on his post. Can you say today that you're on your post? You see those in the military, when they're assigned to a post, that's where they're at. If they're assigned there for 12 hours, that's where they're at, 12 hours at that post. Are you on your post today? Are you praying? Are you interceding? Are you, you know, reading the word? Are you eating the word? Because as you can see, even the word, that very Bible that we take for granted, the Bible that we don't even want to pick up and read and spend any time in that Bible, learning God's word, getting that word within you. Just like he told Ezekiel to eat the whole roll. Eat the whole roll today. Begin to read the word. The Bible is not a novel like, you know, those novels that you pick up in the store and, you know, and you read. You don't read it like that. That Bible will take you in so many different places. There is nothing that you are going through today that you cannot find in that Bible and see how they over. I picked up one of Apostles' book last night, and I haven't read the book in a while. And it's called Continuous Warfare, Continuous Victory. And I was like, I just began to read that book. And I said, you know, on this broadcast today, I'm going to read the book. Continuous Warfare, Continuous Victory. Look around you today. Look around you today. Warfare is going on. Spiritual warfare is going on. There's a lot more demonic activity that is going on in this time. But are we paying attention? Are we just moving about our day and saying, oh, that's not my business? It is your business. Because sooner or later, it will affect you. It will affect you. God said his people perish for the lack of knowledge of what is going on around you today. If you're closing your eyes, closing your ears, and shutting your mouth, acting like it's nothing going on, you're going to be criticized. You see that system that they're going to put in play. It's already over there in China. You see, listen, because it's one thing that the government tell you what they are going to do. They show you what they are going to do. They show you, and they tell you. TV, that those movies that you watch, that is, you think that is entertainment purposes only. Look at some of them today and listen to the talk that is going on this day. I'm just saying, may lose listeners, and that's okay. But the truth is the truth. And we don't like to hear the truth. But I just want to read to you this book. And I'm trusting that in it, that you begin to receive something from it that you can use not just today, but when you're going through, and you ask the Holy Spirit to bring things back to your remembrance, it will. It will bring scriptures back to your remembrance. It will bring testimonies back to your remembrance, someone's testimony. And you will see how God moved in their life. That you may come upon somebody that is going through that same thing. And all you have to do, open your mouth and let God use you. Wherever he may use you, plane, train, automobile, walking, whoever he placed in your path, allow God today to use you. So, again, it's going to be coming from the book that Apostle wrote, Continuous Warfare, Continuous Victory. Okay? And this book was written back in, she started it in, let me see. Was it 94? I think it was 94. She started writing it. And it was put into book form, I think it was 2006. It was put into book form. But let me begin. It says, before you go into a war, or do spiritual warfare, as we have heard from time to time, we must have spiritual victory. Knowing that you know that God is there and going to be there when things get hot. This is the charge from Paul to Timothy. This charge I commit unto the Son, Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before of thee, that thou by them might war a good warfare, that though mighty as a good warfare. Paul is telling him to war a good warfare. He has to be the best and know that he is the best beyond a shadow of doubt. Paul knew that there was going to be opposition in one's life. When you dedicate your life to Christ, war is just the beginning. But is there victory in it? In this book, we are going to deal with some issues that many have written books on. By now, you know it is spiritual warfare. Everywhere you turn, you hear of spiritual warfare. People are coming out with books from one end of the country to the other on spiritual warfare. Yet, many are speaking spiritual warfare, but no one has spoken on the victory. There are not many books on victory as there are on war, even though there are many battles. The Lord has dropped on my heart to put this one together. As you read, I trust that it will enlighten you somewhat about what you have in your life, the power that you have in your life, and the God in whom you serve, who have made you to be a winner. What does warfare mean? The dictionary defines it as military operations between enemies, armed conflict, struggle. Conflict is a struggle for mastery, a fight, and a war. It's a clash between opposing opinions to oppose or be at variance. That is exciting if these words dare to be in our vocabulary. Then it is an absolute must that we must change the way we speak and how we think. Thereby, using the word victory, let us see what victory means. Victory is the overcoming of an enemy in battle, conquest, triumph, and defeat of one's opponent. Think about this. First, we had conflict. When it is a war in victory, what do we have? We have conquest. We have struggles in a war, but in victory, we have triumph. In conflict, we have a fight with our enemy, but in victory, it is telling us that we have defeated our enemy, defeated our opponent. Do you get it? No matter what it is that you're going through, you are victorious. Can you get it into your spirit today? And this is me talking, not reading from the book. Can you get it today into your spirit? Speak it, decree it, and declare it. It doesn't matter what it is that you're going through. You may be going through a sickness. You may be going through a divorce. You may be going through separation from family. You know, what? Or even on conflict on your job, you are victorious. See the light today. God has purpose for everything that he is doing. And I'll go back to the book. This book is about spiritual victory. Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. It says, "For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal." This is personal. Not our warfare, it is not carnal. but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Seems like the Bible is saying we have already won. God has given us a key that can give us victory in any situation. He has stated in the above verse that it is our war and that there was only one way to fight it. It is not in the carnal. That is the flesh way. Let me say it again. It is not in the carnal. That is the flesh way. This fight is spiritual. And I've known that you have heard leaders ever telling you, those that are preaching and teaching God's word, the fight that you are in is spiritual. You cannot take a gun, a knife, you know, whatever type of weapon that you may have, or even a fist, fight into this war. You can't, because it is spiritual. Those are the things that you will fight in a natural, a carnal war. Like they go cross and you know, they're shooting at one another. That is a carnal that you are fighting. But when you're in that spiritual fight, you have to use the word of God, you know, the word that you don't want to sit down and spend time in. That's what you have to use. You have to use the word of God, and he gave us the weapons right in there. Go and read Ephesians chapter 6. He's preparing you for war. But are you taking it up? He's preparing you. He tells you, put on the whole armor of God. Not just some, the whole armor of God. Not half of it, the whole armor of God today. This is how we're supposed to be fighting. You fighting for your children. You see what is going on in schools today. You hear so much mass shooting, you know, in schools. Young children bringing guns to school. You don't even have to be teenagers no more. This is what, as you see, they are getting younger and younger. And we as parents are not, we, at that young age, we are accountable for them. What is it that you're teaching them? Because everything starts at home. It starts at home. Your teaching starts at home. Today we are busy, so busy that the world is what's teaching our kids. We're depending on the teachers to teach our kids, but the funny thing is, you're depending on the teachers to teach your kids, but yet you are not teaching your kids to respect their teachers. And then you all are so foolish that you go inside these schools and cussing at the teacher, and your child was in the wrong. Come on, people. And you know how your children are. You know how they are because they operate that way at home. Some of them operate that way right in that house, and they don't respect you. And guess what? When you read in Revelation, what it says, mothers against daughters, daughters against mothers, fathers against son, and so on. So you think it's not coming to pass? You think the Bible is not being fulfilled today? As much as people say, oh, it's written by man, and they put in whatever they want. You know what? Read it. Ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding. Allow him to take you places. In reading the Bible, allow him today, because he don't go against our will. Allow him to use you this day on what it is that you're reading to pass it along to someone else. Share it with someone else today, because it is real, people. Spiritual warfare is real. You see, the devil, he's going to operate as like he can never be. He can never be our creator, because God is the one that created him. He can never be our creator. But we are so busy in the carnal, that we forget that we were spiritual being first. This, you know, when you look at your flesh, your skin today, you know, this is just housing the Holy Spirit within us. That's what it's doing. It's housing the Holy Spirit within us. We are spiritual being first. Go back to Adam and Eve when God formed Adam from the dust. He did not become a living soul until he breathed life into his nostril. Until then, know our fight. It says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We are in warfare, people. Spiritual warfare. Lord, I thank you, I glorify, and I magnify you. Says, God has given us the key that can give us victory in any situation. He has stated in the above verse that it is our war, and there was only one way to fight it. It is not in the carnal, but that is the flesh way. This fight is spiritual. In this day of insecurities, we need to know how to live a life of victory. We need that blessed assurance. We need to know what the Bible says concerning victory in our lives. We war to overcome, not fight, and never come to any kind of triumph. In studying the Bible, I have found that God wants us to be overcomers. We will deal with scriptures later concerning that. It is not so much what happened after the war that proclaims victory. It is how you fight in that battle and endure the inconveniences and hardship. It shows whether you are a spiritual victor or not. We have been doing spiritual warfare for years. There have been so many books, tapes, and seminars on the subject. I began to read Reason and overlook the books and think in my spirit, but none of those books told me how to have victory. Where was the time of victory? Did I have to fight all the time, or was there a time before, during, or after the warfare? Moreover, we have been in so many warfares that we now have battle fatigue. We get tired of spiritual war until we surrender to the enemy. I am reminded of what the words say in Jeremiah 51 and 20, "Thou art my battle axe." I'm going to say it again. Jeremiah 51 and 20, "Thou art my battle axe." You are my battle axe in the time of battle. Who is the battle axe? Ooh, Jesus. Call on that name. And this is why I say, read your Bible. There are scriptures in there for whatever it is that you are going through, that you can say to bring you through. And not just say, believe what you're saying. Thou art my battle axe. It has already been established that we are winners. The Bible states in Romans that we are more than conquerors. There we go. Another scripture. We are more than conquerors. Do you believe that today? You know, when you're playing sports or in whatever type of competition that you may be in, you know, with other people, you know how you all encourage. Y'all encouraging one another. Yeah, we are winners. We're going to beat this team. We already won. And, you know, you get that hype. Get hype for Jesus today. Get hype in learning the word, reading the word, bringing it into your spirit that when that time comes, no one can take that word from you. They can't take that victory from you because you got the word in you. They may be able to take the book, but they cannot take the word that you have eaten, that whole roll that you have eaten. And if you feel that you forget, say, Lord, let the Holy Spirit remind me. Bring it back to my remembrance, what it is that I need at this time. That scripture that I need. And you begin to encourage yourself in doing so. Because we are more than conquerors. Amen. It says, these are not just mere words. They are words giving you the facts of life. If only you can just see what constitutes a life of spiritual victories. It cannot be obtained by just what you see or by what you know and that you believe in the Lord Jesus. And do you really trust him and trust his word and what he has promised? There will always be a war in every Christian's life. That is why Paul told Timothy, in 1 Timothy 1 and 18, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightiest war a good war. Paul knew that there was going to be a war and that it was going to be a spiritual war. God has chosen us to fight a war and to be the winner in it. God has chosen us to fight a war and to be the winner in it. Most of us still have our minds in a loser's mentality that we cannot win. The devil is too strong and owes so many other things. We need to change our mentality, the way that we are thinking. We need to change our mentality, the way that we are thinking. It is time for us to change our way of thinking. That is all there is to do. To those of us that are not afraid to trust God, there are numerous scriptures to show us that we are to live a life of spiritual victory. Like Psalms 44 and 5. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. I'm going to read it again. That's Psalms 44 and 5. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. You see, God has given us weapons to fight in this battle. Every time I read Jeremiah 51 and 20, thou art my battle axe and weapons of warfare. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. Can we not say then that God wants to have confidence in us? Can we not say that God has given us a winning mentality and a winning spirit? Questions to ask, huh? Victory is yours. The day Christ said, finish. And throughout this book, we will be establishing through the word the victories that are yours already. The victories that have been accomplished in you, if you can, but just trust God. Paul knew he would come out. He trusted God. He knew his life was in total victory because he was in harmony with God. He believed that no matter what calamity accrued, he already had victory over it. His spirit, man, was at rest. He did not let what his eyes saw dictate his spirit. Thereby, he had rest in his spirit, and rest can be yours too. You ever notice that we always look at the problem? We are always looking at the problem and saying we can't win. That's what we're doing. Looking at the problem, knowing that we can't win when we are victorious. We are victorious. Say, he did not let what his eyes saw dictate to his spirit. Thereby, he had rest in his spirit, and rest can be yours too. Notice, victory has to do with resting in every situation. Spiritual victory cannot be obtained by what you see, but it can be obtained by what you know and your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ And also, do you trust it? Do you trust the word that he has left here with you? What word? The Bible. Do you trust his promise that he has given you? Trust is needed to obtain victory and have it in every aspect of your life. Acts chapter 27 lets you know that Paul had that assurance that there was victory in every situation. When you turn to Acts 27, verse 21 to 25, it reads, "But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and lose and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God had given thee all them that sailed with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." Notice he said, "For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." Paul was exhorting them not to fear. He had a sure word from God in this calamity when he began to tell them, be of good cheer. The only thing that is going to be lost is this ship. Can you imagine the look in the people's eyes? We can only imagine it right now. There might have been a look of fear. You know how people act when you are trying to tell them what God is doing and how God is going to bring them out of something. I'm going to stop there a minute. Now I know for those of you that have encountered apostles and she have spoken into your life what God said, how many of you looked at her like, you know what I'm going through? And you say, God said this or God said that? When she said, this is what's going to happen, only thing is, unless God say today, you don't know when that word is going to come forth. But I guarantee you one thing. It doesn't matter who prophesies over your life. When you see that prophecy come to pass, in that moment, you say, oh, wow. This was spoken over my life how many years ago, and now it is coming to pass. You may be looking, some of you may be looking for it one way, and God already done showed up a different way and moved on. And sometimes it takes somebody to come back to you and say, you remember that word that was spoken over your life and you see how God worked it out for you and you was like, work it out for me? What are you talking about? And when they begin to tell you and you will be like, wow, you missed it. You missed it because first off, you didn't pay attention to what was being said to you, and second off, you wanted how you wanted, but God brought forth how he wanted. And you always hear me talk about Pastor Sharon and Apostle Porter. They were my rock. They taught me so many things. They encouraged me. And Pastor Sharon, man, I have to give it to her. Remembering, oh, man, she was on point. And so many times she came to me and she reminded me of prophecies that were spoken over my life and some that came to pass that I didn't even pay attention to and saw that it came to pass. And when she bring it to my remembrance, I look and say, wow, for real. And Apostle, she will, when she prophesying to you, she'd be talking to you in conversation, letting you know what God is saying to you, but we have ears and we hear not. We have a heart and receive not, you know, what is being said. Just like I'm talking to you, we'd be having this conversation and, you know, you've been praying to God about something and it's like, all of a sudden, you're in a conversation with someone and God is revealing through them the answer to your question, to the solution of whatever it is that you're going through. But we're not paying attention. We're not listening. We're not receiving. God is good. God told the angel what to say to Paul. You hold on to the ship. Hold on to the pieces that's going to stay afloat, and you're going to stay afloat with it. You're going to stay afloat. No life will be lost. But you're looking through that storm, and you see it's a terrible storm. It's a category, well, we know the Virgin Islands sustained 2 category 5s. So can you go through that storm in your life and still trust God, still believe that you have victory over your situation today? You're going through, again, Psalms 23. That covers a whole lot of ground. If you don't know Psalms 23, go ahead and open your Bibles. Those of you at work, go into that Bible app and go to Psalms 23 and read it. Back to the book. There is no way to come out except if God brings you out. People look at you as if you are crazy. They do not believe what you are saying. They are saying within their minds that you are really off now. That they will see. Paul had a sure word from the Lord. Therefore, he had victory in his spirit. God had given him a sure word in the hour when darkness looked like it was about to overtake them. He had a word to hold fast to. When calamities accrue in our lives, we need to know, like Paul, we need to be assured of what God told us, what God has spoken. This is where your victory is. We have a habit of getting uptight, making wrong choices, saying wrong and harsh things, and thinking different. We mostly forget everything that God has said concerning victory. We get so bent out of shape, so caught up in the situation, that we forget the one that can handle the situation. We forget that God is there. We forget that God has legions of angels ready to help you. But at that time, when things are going bad, God is standing there saying, are you going to trust me? Or are you going to reach back in your spirit and pull out that word that he has given you to bring you out, to change your way of thinking? No wonder he said that we should be transformed by renewing our minds. Our mind needs to start thinking in terms of, is God there? Can he keep his promise? Will he keep his promise? Know in our hearts that the answer is yes to all those questions. My heart and soul says yes. Without a shadow of doubt, you notice that Paul said, he have it. It is there, I have the assurance. I know God is here. He told me that he would save us. Every life would be saved, but in doing so, you had to do something. You had to believe also. Do not look at the circumstances. Do not look at the surrounding situations. Do not be perplexed. Do not let your faith fail you. Notice I said, your faith fail you. It is your faith that God is working with you. You do not seem to understand. Paul told them to be of good cheer because he believed the angel that stood beside him. He believed what the angel said, that God will be with you always. There is a scripture that says, God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you always, even to the end. You say, how can God be with you always? All right, let's interject this at this point. Did he not say in Romans, greater is he that is where? Where is he? He is within you. Says, repeat it to yourself. Greater is he that is within you. So where is God? Where is the Spirit of the living God? Is it dwelling on the inside? He is dwelling with man. The tabernacle of God is with man. Where is he? He is on the inside. He is with you always. You do not have to pray him down. You do not have to call him from afar. Another scripture says he is just a breath away. Why is he a breath away? Because is he on the inside? He has given you many scriptures to let you know that he is with you always, as long as you are there in the Spirit of the living God. Remember, he told you also that the kingdom was within you, did he not? Therefore, if the kingdom is within you, then Jesus is within you. The Holy Ghost is abiding in you. He will not
leave unless you want to throw him away. Victory is on your side. Victory is always there. Victory will be with you always. Paul knew that victory was there. You did not have to call it from afar. But right within, as you speak the words, you speak the words because your words should become the words of Christ. What is written in this book should be in our spirit. We should know that victory is on our side. You do not have to be tossed to and fro because of victory. Because of the God that we serve, because of the God that is dwelling within man, or because of the God that says there are legions of angels around ready to help, ready to lift you up, ready to rescue you, or ready to fight your battles. And you know, there is a scripture that says we have more fighting for us than against us. We have more fighting for us than against us. So it's time for us to take our eyes off, you know, that situation. And I did not realize the time and how time has went by so quickly. But I will tell you what, next week Wednesday, I will pick up where I left off today. I'm trusting that in reading, beginning to read this book, that you grasp something today. You have grasped something today in your spirit. Amen. It is some awesome reading. Again, it's continuous warfare, continuous victory. So tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries. And go ahead, while you're at it, hit like and follow. And just click on the link and you will hear the broadcast from the beginning. And, you know, at this time, you know, looking also for donations to continue to keep this broadcast on air. So if God has laid it upon your heart to sow a seed into this broadcast and you find it not robbery, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to Logion International Ministries, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Hope to see you tomorrow, Thursday, at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be blessed.
Cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go.
I let go.
And I let
God.
Let him have.
Let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
Start happening. I stop looking at that day.
When I let go.
I let go.
And I let
let
him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God, let him have. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.